We are in Hilchas Bracha Simin Reish Hey. We're up to Sif Gimel. We will be doing Sif Gimel Dalet Hey as well as the first Sif of Reish Vav. So far we were discussing cooking vegetables, where the halacha was that if a vegetable soup with the vegetables in it, even the clear broth itself would be Barei Pre Adama. We had two conditions. Number one, you cooked it for the sake of the vegetables too, not that the vegetables were thrown away, as well as it's normal to have the soup. If you squeeze out the liquid of vegetables, what comes out of them is not a dhamma. What comes out of a vegetable in cooking has a stronger flavor than what comes out stam. Even if you cut them up into small pieces, as long as the shape or the form of it is nicker, it would still get the rightful bracha. Sivhei halefes kishu chayim avarach lav shakol. Mumavush lo kavish b'chomet so b'charil bar pri adama. Raw lefes is shakol. If you cook it or you pickle it, then it becomes bar pri adama. What is lefes? The Mishnah Berurah goes with the explanation that lefes is a carrot. Not everyone holds that, but the Mishnah Berurah follows it. Simin reish zayin. Excuse me, simin reish vav. A birach al peres ha'ilin bara pri adama yotza. If you set a bara pri adama on peres ha'ilin, your yotza, because a tree also grows from the ground. Avlam birach al pri adama bara pri ha'eitz, whereas you've made a brach al pri adama bara pri ha'eitz, lo yotza, he is not yotza. Because things that grow from the ground didn't grow on a tree. Hilkach, imu mesupik be pri, imu pri ha'eitz, or pri adama bara pri adama. So if you have a suffix, you should say an adama. If you set a shakol b'di'eved, your yotze even on bread and wine. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, these brachas b'di'eved are good even if it was b'mezid. If someone willfully made a bar pri adama on fruit from a tree, he's yotze. Even I don't know why anyone should want to do such a thing. Now, there are cases of fruits of the tree that get a bracha of adama or shakol. For example, lavik or pri, something that grows on the tree but is a peripheral part of it. Similarly, something that had a shinui legreyasa. For example, you cooked something that's not normally cooked. And the question is, what happens if bidi'eved, you set a borei priyaitz on them? In the first case, where it was a peripheral part of it, its bracha is adama. The second, where you cook something that's not normally cooked, it becomes shakol. What if b'di'eved you said a borei priya eitz or yotza? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avram, who says that you are yotza b'di'eved. And we had previously been medayak otherwise, but the Mishnah Berurah here follows the Magen Avram and Sharetzin. He brings those who argue, but that's halacha l'maaseh.